We've all seen it on YouTube, people hanging around, minding their own business, then someone fires up a boombox and everybody lines up and recreates the dance segment from Michael Jackson's Thriller video, or shoppers at a mall food court suddenly performing the Hallelujah chorus from Handel's The Messiah. Those are examples of flash mobs, which according to Wikipedia is a group of people who assemble suddenly in a public place, perform an unusual and seemingly pointless act for a brief time, then quickly disperse. In downtown Goldsboro, they're trying a variation on the flash mob to do something hopefully not pointless, but beneficial for the business community.
A cash mob is when you get a group of people together, typically at a central location, and you decide you're going to go and visit one store in a downtown area or a community, and everybody is going to spend a set dollar amount of money in that store. And it's typically a locally owned business. So they meet, they go, and they spend some money and support that local business.
Meg Grenate, the promotions coordinator with the Downtown Goldsboro Development Corporation. They've organized cash mobs twice in the latter half of 2012 to descend on a downtown Goldsboro business. In addition to giving a business a sudden rush of customers, the development corporation designed the run-up to the mob in such a way to get people involved even before the designated mob day.
I didn't want to make it up to me or our organization as to who we mob, because it really is about the community coming together and pitching in to help out. So what we did on our website is we listed five or six businesses that we hand-selected to possibly be in the running, and people were allowed to vote online for a month as to who they felt that they wanted to mob. They weren't privy to the results of that until they actually met up and were about to mob.
So far in two attempts, though, the voting has brought more attention than the actual mobbing. Top attendance at the two mobs was about a dozen people, though for the art market at the Arts Council of Wayne County, as the designated September Mob E, having a dozen people walk in midday, midweek was welcome.
For that particular time, that was good for us. We typically get a lot of traffic on the weekends and on Fridays. That's when we get our most traffic through the art market part of the Arts Council, and usually it's in the afternoons. So for it to be at lunchtime, for us that was really good to have that group of people.
Sarah Merritt, the executive director of the Arts Council of Wayne County. Perhaps most encouraging for her was those dozen people included faces she hadn't seen before and faces she has seen since. That's likewise a saving grace for Meg Grenate with the Downtown Goldsboro Development Corporation.
And it was disheartening at first, but then when I realized that they were people that weren't necessarily connected to downtown, or they were people who had said, you know, I saw it in an advertisement in a magazine and I just thought it was kind of cool, so I thought I'd check it out. And when they say stuff like that, it makes me think, okay, well, at least we're reaching a different audience than, you know, what is typically downtown.
The low numbers in the two cash mobs to date is bringing about some tweaking of the local cash mob effort, with the next event tentatively scheduled for March 29th.
We're going to be focusing on all of downtown, but the ghost shopping will go on in a specific block. So if you're shopping at, you know, the 100 block of North Center Street, and that's the block we've chosen to be our featured block during that cash mob period, then you have an opportunity to maybe get caught by our ghost shopper who's going to give you some free downtown dollars to use that day.
The cash mob theme will remain, but rather than emphasize one store, they'll try to highlight all the downtown Goldsboro businesses while encouraging shopping all day rather than 1 hour. The ghost shopping, I won't detail it, but it involves free stuff for those at the right place at the right time. For most, that's reason to sing. Right there. I'm George Olson.